KXRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The last living American hostage held in Gaza, Eden Alexander, will be released by Hamas.
The announcement follows direct talks between Hamas and the U.S. administration in recent days in Qatar and comes ahead of a visit by President Trump to the region, which starts on Tuesday. Hamas said it was ready to negotiate a final deal for the end of the war in Gaza, a condition that has been repeatedly rejected by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
That report from the BBC. U.S. and Chinese officials say they have reached a deal to roll back most of their recent tariffs and call a 90-day pause so they can keep talking to resolve their trade disputes. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer said the U.S. has agreed to drop its 145% tariff rate on Chinese goods down to 30%. Ukrainian President Zelensky has challenged Russian President Putin to meet him personally in Turkey this Thursday. It's the latest move in a weekend-long exchange of proposals from both sides on the next steps in the U.S.-led peace effort. On ABC's This Week, Russian presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov said President Putin is open for peace negotiations without any preconditions.
We thought that President Trump was going to use his enormous influence over Ukraine to get Ukraine closer to the idea of negotiations. Ukraine is trying to escape from negotiations.
Last week, President Trump said he was unhappy with the pace of efforts to resolve the Russia-Ukraine war. House Republicans have unveiled details of their legislative package, nicknamed the Big Beautiful Bill. It includes at least $880 billion in cuts, largely to Medicaid, in order to cover tax breaks. This is SRN News. The countdown has begun to the European Congress on Evangelism. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The first one took place in 1966. The last one was in 2000. Representatives from 56 European countries and territories are due in Berlin on May 27th to discuss how better to spread the gospel in the fast-changing 21st century. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is the host, and Franklin Graham will be front and center. The theme of this Congress is Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Jewish owner of a jewelry store in Tunisia has been hospitalized after an axe attack on the island where Africa's oldest synagogue is located. The man is 50 years old. The attack comes days before Jewish pilgrims are expected for a Jewish holiday at a 26-century-old synagogue. This is SRN News. Pope Leo XIV delivered his first Sunday blessing from St. Peter's Basilica, in Italian, saying, "Dear brothers and sisters."
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buona domenica.
This New Yorker was in St. Peter's Square for that blessing.
It's a thrill to be here in order to pray for the Holy Father, to be with the crowd that's supporting him with our prayers, to wish him well, and we look forward to his papacy.
President Trump says he'll sign an executive order that, if implemented, could bring down the cost of some medications. The order is promising to that he is going to sign this morning will direct the Department of Health and Human Services to tie what Medicare pays for medications administered in a doctor's office to the lowest price paid by other countries. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.